where today's community news makes conversation, 88.3 Southern FM.
Well, recently, the Chinese launched a satellite. It's called Mysias. It's named after the 5th century Chinese philosopher. And its other name is QESS, Q-U-E-S-S, which stands for Quantum Experiments at Space Scale. Its aim is to establish an uncrackable quantum communications network by quantum key distribution between the satellite and groups on the ground. It will also test theories of quantum teleportation, and it will attempt to teleport a photon state from the Ali Observatory on the Tibetan Plateau to the satellite. Now, if successful, this will show that entanglement can exist between particles separated by orbital distances. The satellite has a mass of 600 kilograms. It was launched on August the 16th by a Long March 2D from the Jiquan Satellite Launch Center into a sun-synchronous orbit. And its altitude is perigee, or close point to the Earth, of 488 kilometres, and apogee of 584 kilometres, and the inclination of its orbit to the Earth's equator is 97.4 degrees. In related work, the National University of Singapore and the University of Strathclyde have used a CubeSat to produce correlated pairs of photons. These are correlated but not fully entangled photons. Are you saying, well, okay, what's all this about quantum things and so on? Well, it just so happens that rocking into town, just having completed her Doctor of Philosophy degree at the Oxford University. She is a former Clarendon Scholar of the university, just finished that. Her name's Nana Liu, and she was a student at the McRobertson Girls High School some years ago, and then went on to Melbourne University, did a bachelor's degree, then a master's degree at the university, and then went on to Oxford University. I caught up with her during a visit to Melbourne just a few days ago, and we had this conversation about her degree that she's just completed and some of the work that she has been researching in. And we touched on that satellite. And by the way, her thesis examiner, one of her thesis examiners, is actually involved in this satellite project.